Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is visiting with the defending Indian National Finals Rodeo World Champion, Ja'Cory Hale of the Navajo Nation. Ja'Cory, a very good day here at the PBR first performance in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. 87.5, claiming round one of the only three performance events that the Unleash the Beast Tour host. That's pretty good there, Ja'Cory. What do you think tonight?
Oh, I'm really happy to come out on top, and I'm just happy to be here. You know, I wasn't planning on coming here. I was on my way to some rodeos, and they called me last minute yesterday and asked if I wanted to come here, and it was a big opportunity, so I said yes to it, booked the flight here, and got here today, and happy to get the round win.
Wow, so this is your first Unleash the Beast Tour event?
Yes, sir. I got invited to Albuquerque, but that was just an invite, and did good there and got me in the standings, and they called me this weekend. Some guys drew out, so I'm just happy to be here.
Well, you're handling as smooth as glass and as cool as a cucumber in front of a packed house. I mean, this is a 1-2-3-4-tier Coliseum full tonight, and you beat them all, the Brazilians, the defending champions. Let's talk about the bull in the 8 seconds that you conquered tonight.
Oh, yes, he was a re-ride bull. My first bull didn't do good, so they gave me a re-ride, and I talked to the stock contractor, which is also a bull rider riding here. His name's Don Castle, and he said he's pretty good. And I talked to some of the guys and said he was a real good bull. So I just told myself, just do what he does and ride him.
Yes, sir. Being called and being able to take advantage of this opportunity is huge. How do you go about doing that?
You know, just taking it one bull at a time, keeping a strong mindset, and just telling myself it's just another bull and it's nothing I've never been on before. So
what time did they call yesterday?
They called me in the afternoon. I was on my way to Lawton, Oklahoma to Extreme Bulls, and I told them I would give them a call back because I had to look at plane tickets, but I told myself it was a big opportunity and I didn't care how much the plane tickets were. I just booked the flight here and got it, made it worked out.
So what happened after that? You get on a plane last night or you get on one this morning?
I got on one this morning. And I got here around the afternoon today.
Yeah, so boarding that plane and flying here, what went through your mind?
Just to keep a calm mind and to keep it simple and just go out there and have fun.
Man, you did an outstanding job. It is just so thrilling. And the reception that you received was a standing ovation. What does that do for your heart?
It means so much. You know, I dreamed about riding this level as a little kid, and it was a dream come true and a big blessing, and I'm just happy to be here living it.
When did you start to think that you were actually capable of doing something like this for yourself?
Probably like 2 weeks ago in Albuquerque when I got my first 90 on this premier tour, so I knew I could be here, and I'm glad I got the call and took this opportunity.
Yes, sir. What has the Indian National Finals Rodeo program done for you as a person and your career?
It really built me up as a rider, traveling around this all these different reservations in different states and getting on bulls and winning the Indian National Finals just boosts my confidence. And I actually got the invite to Albuquerque just because I won the World Championship last year. So I'm glad that they gave me this opportunity and it helped me too.
What can you share with a young lady or a young man that might look up to you and want to be a champion like you are?
I would just like you, you know, just as small kid with big dreams, and if you put in the work, believe in yourself, and have the faith, it'll take you somewhere.
That's words of our champion, Navajo Cowboy, winner of round number one at the Unleash the Beast Tour at the PBR in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, partner. God bless.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.